Any question?
Where are we?
Jeremy? You better have a lot and keep it to yourself. Yeah. You better have a lot of questions and keep it to yourself and pay attention, because here when we started with answering the major questions, because the second book is Book of Knowledge, matter of fact. This is what we are here for, this book. This book gets a little bit even philosophical, but don't worry at all, because it's not about understanding. It's about getting it. Because he's going to talk about delicate subjects, but he's a master and he knows how to do it. Remember how he started everything. He started everything with a very simple message. That simple message, in a way, was explaining the last paragraph he had talked about 2 years before that. The last verse should have hanged in the mind of those people around him for 2 years. Because at the end, do you remember? End of book one was with this, that patience will bring it. Pray for that. He started with that. Patience. I know that you're in rush, and that rush is for animal. The subject we're talking about, you cannot rush it. You don't push it. In the story, the space of love is different. Everything is different in it, right? Everything looks upside down in a way. But the main thing is, the brain, the logic, is never patient. Because it doesn't understand. Why should I be patient? The intelligence understands that. Add some force to it. Be more serious. Work on it. Find a way to find the shortcut. Here, there is no shortcut for you to find. Amazingly, here there is a shortcut, and shortcut is very serious, but it's not to you, it's to beloved. The shortcut is there, but should be open to you, so you should be patient. He started to say, okay, remember, there is a point in this 2 year gap, because it takes time for understanding to sink in. It should sink in you. And by sinking in, we don't mean the way knowledge will sink in. Knowledge with repetition will sink in no matter what. Information is something else. Here we're talking about another subject. Then, look at the universe. This universe, for everything, there is a limit. So understand the limits, although in here, unlimited will interrupt, but that's not what you should do. The task we are going to do is simple. Why are you here? What do you want to do? You want to change yourself, yes, you want to grow your understanding, you want to be a better fellow, blah, 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 all of that. No matter what you hear that they said, this is good, you will give it to us here. But really, why are you here? Let's not forget at the beginning of book one, I tried to explain that we should understand the moment that he started to talk like this. This is the moment that a group of people who are his followers, his students, will go to him with one simple question. What shall we do to touch the happiness as you did? Because we know you are a happy person. Do you remember all of that? When should you really know what to do? What to do about it? Really? Rumi has to give it to you, right? And you remember that I always claim as a system I found that Rumi is an intelligence good teacher. And there is no confusion here. So he should give it to you the best moment, which is the beginning of book two. And he handed it to you. Do you have it in your hand? Anyone? My God, I repeated it. What was that?
Well, to become we.
To become we. He said, this is it. As long as you are I, you're out. When you're we, you're in. That's what you should do. This is the secret of happiness. Become we. And he said, This is stuff you will not find it because you don't know what it is when I say we. You have to develop a taste for this. Because love is so great that we claim your love is nothing. We point to the love which is over there with the beloved. Then ours doesn't count really. So don't think that you bring all your love and attention outside and everybody should appreciate it. That's not the matter. That's a little stuff which is helping you to come out, to become we. And for this, you need time, right? He started the book, the first paragraph, with the time. He said, you should have the space and time to work in it. Because it's not theory. I mean, if somebody doesn't know anything, we'll try a couple of years and we'll understand everything. Everything about love. I don't say it's bad, but it's not that good, is it? There is someone who knows about love a lot and will die soon. And that's it. Happiness was not there, ever. Theory was there. You should fall in love. Then the happiness is there. Then you are we. And we never die. See, he started like this. So you should pay attention. He's explaining as simple as possible what love is with that. You should become we. So from now on, we'll talk about trying to become we. This is what this philosophy is all about. Trying to move from capital I, inflated ego, to we, selected people in love. The lucky one. You started by that. Then you remember he arrived to a point that when he explained everything, that first of all, you want to become a better person. You become to get close to we. You have to really try to get close to we. I mean, find some of these good people, walk with them. Because joining is the beginning. And for this joining, you should find someone to join. The problem is, you're not alone. Do you remember you have your intelligence with you? That intelligence belongs to the machine, the body, the animal, the donkey. Right? You're talking about Jesus and the donkey. That donkey could be a help. If you are clever, you will use the stuff which are against you to be with you, to help you. This you should do with your donkey. The help that you receive from the donkey is the intention of that donkey. Wherever this donkey wants to go, I know you don't know the path, Go to the opposite. Because this is the stuff that you are running away from. I'm running away from my ego, myself, so I should understand the self. Wherever I don't know what to do, in a state of confusion, I'll ask the intelligence, what is the best? You'll say this way, or you go that way. Doesn't matter. Really doesn't matter, because I'm not an animal in the moment of survival who dies from this. You remember, we don't talk about this. We are talking about someone in reality, someone like me, like you. We don't have the problem of animal. We are being overfed. We are being overgiven the luxuries and everything. We are attending to the spirit. For that, I should run away from this donkey. The logic that we're criticizing, here we point out that a part of it is the enemy. The enemy is not outside. When you want to come out, your fear is from outside. You should remember, outside is your friend. The enemy is within. The enemy is that self, strong self, intelligence which was made for this self. We're going to run away from that. And don't bring the blah, 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 blah. He talks about all those blah, blahs. Then we arrive to a moment that he brings it to a serious philosophical discourse. If some of you are interested to do the research, here it is. Right at the beginning, within Muslims, they argue about what is the meaning of this? What shall we do now? Because the Prophet is gone. Right? Now what shall we do? Some of them will go to the tradition of that prophet. Some of them will interpret the stuff in another way. There are different groups in time, alhamdulillah, in a very old time, there were a group named Mu'tazili, Ahle I'tizal. These are a group. They have a philosophy mainly insisting that it depends on intelligence. Aql is the basic. So whatever we understand and we could prove and explain and agree upon, that's what it is about. And a group said, no. This was not about philosophy. This was about a lifestyle. So we try to live like that, not to interpret it. So there are logical and illogical group. I'm joking now.